Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is July 17th, 2008, the Feast of Blessed William White. In the period after the American Revolution, the Episcopal Church was in a very tricky position. Samuel Seabury had been to Scotland and back, bringing the episcopacy to the newly formed church. But when the time came to revise the prayer book and organize the church politically and do all those other things associated with being an independent province of the Anglican Communion, the church looked to William White, the Bishop of Pennsylvania, for leadership. He became the first presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church and was the motive force behind our Constitution. How fitting, then, that we remember him just at the time that the Lambeth Conference over in England is struggling with many of the same questions, such as, what should be the relationship between one province and another? And what is the proper balance of effort for a bishop between leading his or her own diocese and being a member of the communion-wide councils? These are difficult questions, and they require hearts and heads that are both passionate and conciliatory, both focused on the small and the great. I wonder sometimes why there are leaders in the church who think that there is a fundamental divide between personal holiness and social justice. It seems often like these shouldn't be able to go together. You must choose, they seem to say, between maintaining a personal fidelity to biblical teaching and an outward focus on the world. But then I read the passage appointed for today, and I see that they are not opposite at all. Jesus calls out to Peter to remind him that both are important. He continually asks, "Do you love me more than these?" But then enjoins him to feed my sheep. Bishop White knew that both the inward and the outward expressions of faithfulness are part of God's call, and it is no less true today. Let us pray. O Lord, in a time of turmoil and confusion, you raised up your servant William White and endowed him with wisdom, patience, and a reconciling temper, that he might lead your church into ways of stability and peace. Hear our prayer and give us wise and faithful leaders, that through their ministry your people may be blessed and your will be done. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us on July 19th at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Macrina. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.